time can appear to move slowly at the Vatican, where religious orthodoxy rests on solid pillars. But Giuseppe Vissotto thinks the time has come for a little flexibility.
The Church has to adapt to modern society. The world is changing rapidly, and Church has to follow it in each and every respect.
La Chiesa deve seguirla in tutti quanti I suoi aspetti.
Half a world away,
singing Alleluia.
One Catholic congregation meeting in a Protestant church in Baltimore, Maryland, has already cast aside the prohibition on female clergy.
Jesus, may we live the new life you offer us.
They're part of a movement that started in Pope Benedict's native Germany in 2002.
Amen.
There are now around 150 ordained Catholic women worldwide, and Gloria Carpenedo is one of them.
Women represent half of the experience in the world.
Carpenedo says the church loses out by limiting the priesthood to men. It's not that they don't understand women, she says.
But there are some unique experiences that women in the pews have, and they'll never hear those or see those reflected if there's not a woman's voice, nor will the men in the pews, by the way.
Amen.
Ryan Sattler agrees.
God does want women. Jesus wants women to be full members of this beautiful traditional church we call Catholic.
Around one-third of people raised as Catholics in America have left the church. Some join Protestant denominations that do ordain women. So why not do the same?
Many, many Roman Catholic women priests have asked that of themselves, because it would be like that.
By the mingling of this water and wine.
But she says it would be unfair for the church to say to them,
we raised you, we called ourselves your mother, we kept you in the fold, we taught you, and now when you are in the fullness of your spirituality and you want to serve God, go down the street. The Episcopals will take you. That's just the craziest things.
So they hope things will someday change.
That pink smoke may one day rise over the Vatican, we pray.
The Vatican has decreed that any bishop who ordains a woman priest is automatically excommunicated. Despite this, Italian priest Romolo Fenu says women are revered in Roman Catholicism.
La donna in Maria.
The woman with Christ Maria acquires a fundamental importance in the life of the church. So it is absolutely not discrimination.
Non è assolutamente discriminata.
Sister Claire Marie Klein, a member of the Felician Sisters Order, shares that view.
Oh, absolutely. I think, like, if Christ wanted to ordain women, he would have ordained his Blessed Mother. Like, she is seen as the highest, but that does not downgrade the dignity of women at all.
It's widely expected that the next pope will be at least as conservative as his predecessors. But if he is, he risks driving away even more progressive Catholics from the body of the church. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, the Vatican.